السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, yesterday, this is our Hajj daily diary. So yesterday we took the people from Malawi, and many of them, over 100 are in our group, mashallah, for ziyarat. So the first place we take them is Jabal-e-Thawr. Surah 9 verse 40 makes mention of that mountain and that cave, Ghar-e-Thawr. Ghar means a cave, and Thawr refers to an ox. So it means the shape of the mountain, the cave and so forth, it refers to that. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, and they spent 3 nights in that cave, and that's why it became so prominent and significant. And remember, Quran Kareem states, Thani yathnaini idhuma fil ghar. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was the second of the two, the first one obviously Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the cave. He, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, was more concerned about the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ayat was revealed, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحَزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Don't be sad, don't be worried, Ya Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Verily the mercy, the help of Almighty Allah is with us. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is Thaniyas name, the second of the two in the cave. He is the second of the two when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, entered Medina. He is second of the two in the imamate of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in his fatal illness, then Bukhari Sharif's hadith, Muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas, Sayyidina Abu Bakr must make the imamate, he is thaniyas nain. O Ummah, even today he is thaniyas nain, buried right next to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter we go towards Arafat. In Arafat we show the people Masjid and Namira. Subhanallah, the masjid was open, and I showed the brothers, sisters from Malawi that this masjid here is used one day in a year, Zuhr, Asr. And remember, the khutbah is delivered from there, and we combine the Zuhr, Asr, and thereafter people engage in dua, dua and dua. One thing unique of this masjid in Arafat, Masjid and Namira, is the front portion where the imam and the first 5-6 safs are, the first 5-6 rows are, is out of Arafat. And then the remainder of the masjid is in Arafat. So obviously we don't have to be a rocket scientist, we have to ask the big question that why is it so? So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed Hajj in the 10th year of the Hijrah, and the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's day of Arafat was on a Friday. So Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the Hajj and performed the Jummah in the area out of Arafat, to make it easy for the ummah that if Salat is performed inside Arafat, very good. Even outside Arafat is still valid. And the wukuf, that is our standing, our making dua, crying, begging, weeping, all that must be done in Arafat. So therefore the masjid is built in that manner. Very interesting. Before we used to go there, mashallah, and read Salat there. So we saw all this properly with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. From there we go to Jabalur Rahmah, and that is where Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam for approximately 5.5-6 hours cried, begged Almighty Allah, dua, dua and more dua. So imagine, that is Arafat. And then from there we go to Muzdalifah, and there you will see how way the people will be sleeping on the land and on the sand. People are millionaires, but they have to sleep there. They have to spend the night there for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. Then we go to Mina, the city of tents. In 1997, a huge fire took place. So from that time till now, we see, mashallah, that all the tents now are fireproof. And mashallah, that people are quite safe. Wonderful facilities now compared to before. And everything is good. If we remain positive, Allah will let our Hajj be positive. If we become negative, then the Hajj also becomes negative. And then from there we go to Jabal-e-Nur. That is where Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the first wahi and revelation. So that is Iqra Bismi. So wonderful. And then when we come back, we stop just for a little while, minute or a seconds, and we make dua there by the graveyard Al-Mu'alla. And that is the proper pronunciation. And that is the famous graveyard where our mother, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, and thousands of Sahaba radiallahu anhum are buried there. So Allah grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus, grant us Jannatul Firdaus, and accept us for His deen. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.